KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
Earlier today, Arizona said goodbye for the last time to Senator John McCain. And this morning at North Phoenix Baptist Church, there was a tremendous memorial. And Steve Irvin, ABC News anchor, was actually there at the church, and he joins us now. Steve, tell us what it was like to actually be there at North Phoenix Baptist Church for that ceremony.
You know, we were talking about it today, and we were thinking, who else would bring together such a diverse group of people? Let me just throw one image out there, something you never thought I'd see in the state of Arizona. Kyrsten Sinema hugging Jan Brewer.
Can you say that again?
Kyrsten Sinema hugging Jan Brewer. I mean, it's
that's amazing.
Where do you find the people that are political foes, complete opposite ends of the political spectrum, coming together and just remembering a great man? I think it's a real testimony to John McCain that so many different people came out today at his funeral and expressed such kind words for him. You know, the words that sort of ring in my ear that I remember from that service, and the words of Joe Biden, character is destiny. And it was a testament to the character of the man that so many people were able to come out. And he was somebody who just transcended politics. I don't think he'll be known as a politician as much as he'll be known as a leader and as a guy who served his country.
Seven current U.S. senators were Democrats out of 25 who were at today's memorial service. We're talking with Steve Irvin from ABC 15, who was down there at Central and Bethany Home at North Phoenix Baptist Church, where a number of people, Democrats and Republicans, gathered to say goodbye to John McCain.
Steve, how about the Arizonans? How about the people of Arizona that came out? You were down at the state capitol yesterday. I was also down there. And then you saw people over at the church lined the streets, American flags. Man, that was something to see.
An astonishing sight. And, you know, the word I used today to sort of describe the tribute to John McCain was presidential. From the way he was honored to the people who came out. But I'm also astonished by just the folks that I ran into and talked to who came out on a very personal level, who, you know, they weren't dignitaries. They weren't folks who were elected officials. They were just average Joes. But every one of them you talk to has a story about John McCain. It may be just a brief encounter somewhere that they ran into him somewhere, and yet he took the time and made that personal connection with people. That's a gift. It's also something that really shows how much he cared for everyone. No matter how powerful he became in the Senate, no matter how much he moved up through the ranks in Washington, he always came back, and he always had time for regular folks. I talked to people that had driven for hours yesterday just to be there at the Capitol, literally to spend a few seconds at that at the casket just to say their respects. People that, you know, were on the road for 8 hours yesterday for a few seconds of time just because he meant that much to them. And we ran into Gabby Giffords' intern.
Yeah.
Who later got elected to the state House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. He was just a face in the crowd along the route there. So many different people that, you know, were just touched by him in some way, shape, or form. I think that's why he got so much respect from so many different people, is because he was just seen as a decent, honorable, honest man, and it didn't matter who you were or what your walk of life was.
I think you make a great point. When I was in line yesterday at the Capitol waiting to pay tribute to John McCain, there were people in line that were showing a picture that they took with McCain. They didn't know him. They just met him. Hey, can I get a picture, Senator? And he took a picture. I think you make a really good point. He was always willing to stop, say hello, take a picture, maybe have a moment with you. And people were kind of showing each other in line last night their pictures with John McCain. They only knew him for a moment. And it made them get out there and say, I want to say goodbye.
Yeah, there were people that talked to him and worked with him for years, and they said, you know, would sometimes drive them nuts every once in a while, because when he walked through an airport, you know, every other person that he walked by wanted to take a selfie with him. He wouldn't turn anybody down. And, you know, his staff was like, come on, we got to get on the plane. We're going to run late. Mm. And he loved people, and he loved to engage with people and listen to people and listen to their ideas and listen to their concerns. And he was as much interested in the big ideas, the big legislation, as he was little things. Somebody was telling me that, you know, he moved from like foreign policy to fish hatcheries on a Native American community. Hmm. And that was just sort of the gamut of subjects that he'd talk about within the space of an hour. You know, it was sort of, he was interested in all of those different things, but most importantly, just interested in contributing and doing his part for Arizona.
Steve Irvin, ABC 15 news anchor, joining us, giving his perspective from North Phoenix Baptist Church. Steve, thank you so much again for your time. We know you've been busy all morning. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
And if you're just joining us and you didn't hear what Steve said a few minutes ago, Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat running to be senator, hugged Jan Brewer, who has endorsed her opponent, Republican. That happened at John McCain's ceremony mm-hmm. today.
But they're both Arizonans.
They are.